Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And we're going to start off with breaking news on this first day of July. It is now law. Children on Oahu, 17 years of age and under, will be playing free at Oahu's Munis all summer long. In fact, they'll be playing free at Oahu's Munis, period. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell signed Bill 46 into law on Wednesday. That eliminates that $17 fee for kids and $19 on weekends and holidays. And the law technically goes into effect today, Saturday, July 1st, making golf free for Oahu keiki holding a golf identification card. Now, those golf ID cards are available for kids and for adults. You can pick them up at the Alawai, the Pali, and the Ted Makalena golf courses. Of course, adults with the ID cards pay $22 on weekdays and $26 on weekends, and you'll need a Hawaii State ID or Hawaii driver's license to get the adult ID card. And if you don't have one, you pay the non-resident price, which is $65. All right, we are going to go to the women's KPMG Women's PGA Championship, indeed. And Ron Cyrak is there, the insider. He's been writing all week. He's been tweeting all week. He is right inside the ropes where the action is happening, because today's going to be mostly cloudy, a little rainy. So it's a great day to tune into NBC, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship on NBC today. We're going to have the details coming up. First, we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Allen Nakata & Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Allen Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
And remember, Allen Nakata and Associates, they are need help. And their number is 548-7526. Need help? Call 548-7526. All right, let's go to an amazing golf course with an incredible history and a terrific leaderboard. It is the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. It's just like the PGA Championship the men have. We have one for the women now, and it's been extended, and the purse is going up. It is so exciting that the PGA of America has created this fabulous event, the 2017 KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Olympia Fields. And what a history that golf course has. There's a Carol Mann room inside the clubhouse. This course has always been women friendly. Women always have had stature at Olympia Fields. And it's also got kind of an interesting history, kind of colorful in the roaring 20s, because it's been around for a long time. Machine Gun Jack McGurn helped Al Capone plan the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Not at Olympia Fields. No, he was taken into custody during the 1933 Western Open after playing 36 holes under an alias. That's a heck of a way to hide in plain sight, you might say. So let's go out. Ron Cyrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA Lifetime Achievement in Journalism, author of Vision 54 trilogy, including Play Your Best Golf Now, and he's covered over 150 majors. Welcome back into the clubhouse, Ron.
Danielle, thanks for having me on. And before we get into it, let me get one thing straight. Kids under 17 can play the Munis for free?
Yes. Yes.
That's amazing. That's terrific. What a great program.
Yes. And, it's awesome. It is really great. And we're really excited. And you just need to take your kids over to the Pali, Ted Makalena, Alawai golf courses. Those are the main on Kaneohe, then on the leeward side, and then Waikiki. And you can get your, there's six munis or more. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. So there's lots of opportunities for kids to play free.
Wow.
It's really exciting. Yeah, yeah.
Moving along. our own breaking news here is that Lydia Ko and Michelle Wee playing together both birdied the first hole, so they're now two shots off the lead. We start the third round.
Yeah, and watching Michelle Wee, she feels so much more playing golf rather than, being golf. She's not playing swing. She's playing the game. Does that feel to you the same?
Yeah, I mean, there's almost a wackiness to what she's doing now. She's using multiple putting grips, and she doesn't even have a strategy. She just does what feels right when she's out there. I think that for a while she got into a stretch where she was getting too technical, getting overly technical, and I think she's going back to being a field player. And when I first saw her play golf 15 years ago now, she was one of the most fascinating field players I'd ever seen. And she seems to be going back. The two other big differences I noticed is her lag putting. Her putting in general, but her lag putting in particular, has gotten a lot better. She's not leaving herself as many scary 4 or 5 putters for that second putt. And she's just playing consistent golf. She used to, for about 3 years since she won that U.S. Open, it seemed like every tournament she'd throw in one clunker round. And she's eliminated that. She had played nine rounds in a row in the 60s until yesterday when she shot 70. So she's been on, for the last 10 rounds, she's been playing really, really well.
Yeah, it was interesting listening to her conversations about the why. You know, one of them much earlier this year, she said she's feeling healthy finally, and she's not been healthy for so long, and everything is coming together physically for her. But she also said most recently was she was tired of playing junk golf.
Yeah. You know, she has had a bunch of physical issues, both some diet issues, some injuries that were in there. But I think the other thing that we don't appreciate enough is how much pressure she played under for so many years. You know, she was going to be the savior of American golf.
Yes.
She was going to be the next generation. She was going to be the woman who played in the Masters, and she played under an enormous amount of pressure for many, many years. And I think that took a toll on her, and in a lot of ways may have dampened some of her enthusiasm for playing the game.
Yeah, and when she said she was unhappy, she was tired of being unhappy on the golf course and unhappy playing so poorly, and now she's smiling, and that gives me so much happiness, the fact that she wants to be happy. You know, we often saw Michelle with a kind of a frown, even though she was playing at times well, there was sort of a cloud over her head. I do need to ask you about the putting stroke, which I think, is liberating to be able to walk up. Am I going to use the claw? Am I going to use? No, I'm not going to think. I'm just going to set up. And then one shot on Golf Channel, when it was broadcast on Golf Channel, she started with the claw and then changed to a fingers down, the shaft.
Right.
It was just the most unusual. And the commentator said, I don't think there's a name for that. And the name for that is what feels right, do it. But you've often said in the past that what's critical in very pressure cooking moments, let's say the back nine on Sunday and going to the 18th yesterday, is knowing, not even thinking about your grip, not even thinking about the putt. You're looking at it, you're getting ready for it, you're feeling the ground, however you do putting, but the grip can't be something you think about. And that gives me pause when, if she is in that moment where you have to make a putt, that there's too much uncertainty about which way to go.
Yeah, I think you're right. I do think that routine is an important thing to be able to rely on, especially under pressure. I saw the best I ever saw at it was Annika Sorenstam for all those years. And she had, I remember once seeing her come to a par 4 hole in a U.S. Open, and she had the honor she was going to hit. And she went, teed up her ball, looked down the fairway, and realized the fairway wasn't clear and she couldn't hit yet. So She took her ball off her tee, took the tee off the ground, put the head cover back on the driver, put the driver back in the back, totally reloaded and set her routine. Nobody was ever more committed to routine than Annika was. And I think you're right. When push comes to shove on Sunday afternoon, it is going to be a little bit problematic and concerning that she might be over a crucial putt trying to decide which putting grip to use.
Yeah, you know, I was following the KPMG Women's PGA yesterday via the leaderboard online because I was at work, and I saw that Michelle was a 5-under on the 18th, and all of a sudden something happened. I don't know what, but then she's 4-under, and I went, oh, was it on the green? What happened? Was it that putting stroke, that, you know, the grip? It just made me wonder.
You know, I think the thing that we're going to know about Michelle and just have to live with is she's never going to be a great putter. And she's never going to make as many putts as she should make. But the key is to just not miss the ones that you should make. You know, she hits a lot of greens, so she can miss a lot of birdie putts. Annika Sorenstam, again, was the same way. She was not a great putter. But what she would do is know when she was feeling it, and she would then ride it. Annika always got her birdies in clumps, 4 out of 6 holes, 5 out of 7. Then she'd miss a putt, and she'd back off. And I think great putters, truly great putters, are born. They're not made. But I think you can make yourself a good putter. You can make yourself certainly an average putter, and that's the situation. But she's always going to miss her fair share of putts out there.
Well, Michelle Wee looks absolutely spectacular on the course. She is one of those things your eye simply goes to. She's charismatic in all forms. She looks absolutely spectacular. Her form is beautiful. When she hits her irons, her driver, her irons, let me go back to the irons. She's just amazing, really amazing.
Well, she's playing her best golf since she won the Women's U.S. Open 3 years ago. There's no question about that. This is the best golf she's played since 2014.
Amazing. Lydia Ko, no longer number one. Do you think, have you talked to her about whether she feels more comfortable not being in that position or not?
Well, you know, I think that she's gone through so many changes. I mean, you know, at the end of last year, she changed everything. Coach, caddy, clubs, the ball, the whole ball of wax, she changed. And I think she's just now finally starting to get comfortable with all those changes. And I sort of felt early in the week like we might see a resurgence from her this week, and we are. She's playing a lot better. I expect to see her get back into the mix soon and to get in the winning circle soon. And Michelle just birdied the second hole. She's now in second place,
yes,
-6.
Yes.
Brooke Henderson birdied the first hole. So Michelle Wee and Brooke Henderson are tied for second place right now, one stroke off the lead. And I have to say that this leaderboard right now is shaping up into Mike Wann, the LPGA's commissioner's dream leaderboard.
we're talking with Ron Cyrak, and you can follow him at Ron Cyrak. Great tweets from Ron. You'll be in the know from the 2017 KPMG Women's PGA Championship if you're heading to the course, if you've got to go to work. But we have a new number one, Se-young Kim. And when I saw last, she was 7-under par. She shot 69 and a 66. But then Danielle Kang tied Se-young Kim with a 7-under 66 yesterday as well. Same scores, 69, 66, 69, 66. This is going to be interesting to watch these women play in this when they're on the course, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And Kang and Kim aren't on the course yet. They're still about, I think, about 15 minutes away from getting out there, 20 minutes away. But they've had a fair amount of rain here this week, so the course is softer. It's not as firm and fast as they thought it was going to be. I think it's going to benefit long hitters like Michelle Wee and Brooke Henderson and Amy Yang, who can go out and attack the golf course aggressively with the driver. Today, they've also Kerry Hay, who does a spectacular job setting up golf courses for the PGA of America, has the course set up at its shortest yardage of the week today. It's set up at 6,454 yards, and they've moved the par 4 14th hole from 359 yards up to 241 to make it a drivable par four. So there should be a lot of excitement out there today. The softness of the golf course and the fact that they've moved some of the tees up could mean that today, I think that what they're thinking is, let's make Saturday the birdie fest out there, and then we'll give them the tougher setup on Sunday to weed things out. But there's so many big names. There's, I think, 8 major champions in the final 14 groups that are going out today. So I really expect to see some people a little bit back in the pack to make a big move today and move up the leaderboard. But right now, it looks like Michelle Wee and Brooke Henderson are bound and determined to put themselves in that final twosome Sunday afternoon.
That'd be great. That'd be great. You are so kind. You didn't correct me. I Se-young Kim is not the new number one in the world. She happens to be tied for first for now. The new number one in the world is So-young Ru. Had an eagle on the par 5 18th yesterday, shot a 68. And she's beautiful. What do you see in her form?
Well, you know, I really, it's almost surprising to me that it took her this long to get to be number one in the world. I was there at the Broadmoor in Colorado in 2011, and she won the U.S. Women's Open and at 21 years old. And, you know, she won once again in 2012, once in 2014, and then didn't win the last 2 years, 15 and 16. Well, she's having a breakout year this year. She's got 2 victories under her belt, including the first major of the year, the ANA Inspiration. And she has a complete game. She hits it over 260 off the tee.
Wow.
Puts it in the fairway, hits a lot of greens, makes a lot of putts, and has a wonderful, wonderful disposition. She's always smiling out there. She's always having a good time. And I think she's somebody who's not going to go away easily.
And she's easy on the eyes. She's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
You can say that, I can.
I know. That's why I said it. You know, she's gorgeous. Now, here's something that, you know, Mariah Jutanugarn. You know, Mariah Jutanugarn. Wait a minute, Aria missed the cut. Her sister Mariah shot the 69-68 that everyone expected Aria to shoot, or something like that. What happened with Aria?
Well, you know, it's hard to figure out. I was talking to her coach, swing coach Gary Gilchrist, yesterday, and she just seems to be in a funk, you know, he doesn't have any other way to explain it. She came to the last hole needing a par to make the cut, and she made a very lackadaisical bogey. It was sloppy, lackadaisical, and there just seemed to be there seems to be something mentally missing with her right now. Now, at the same time, her sister, like Aria, works with Vision 54, and they've been working with Moria on being happier on the golf course, being less technical on the golf course. They do a drill with her on the first thing, a drill where she lets go of the club on the follow through and just throws it down the range.
Yeah.
And you know, and they're working. Pete Nelson and Marion talk to her a lot about be yourself, you know, and they also talk a lot about the fact that you're going to hit bad shots, you know, just get over it, you know, just go on to the next shot. And Maury has been on a real upward swing for about 4 or 5 tournaments in a row now, and I do think it is part of that the mental breakthrough. Pia and Lynn and Gary Gilchrist work very, very well together because they both don't believe in teaching a swing. They believe there's more than one right way to swing the golf club, and the key is to figure out how to repeat the swing. So the Vision 54 philosophy and the technical stuff that Gary Gilchrist teach go hand in hand extremely well. You know, I think Aaron is going to turn it around sometime soon. I think it's very hard to follow up a big year. You know, she had her breakout year last year, and your life really changes. She won a major. She won 5 tournaments. She was player of the year. All of a sudden, there's a lot of demands on you, and I think right now she's going through that growing process of figuring out how to handle all those demands.
Yes, and you know, you get grumpy after a while when you just have so many people wanting so much. Everybody wants a piece of you. You don't feel like you've got yourself. You can't go into your own space. And it takes a while to find a way to deal with everyone who wants something, but keep a very nice space around you that you don't let them into. So you have this privacy and then know when to say no. You have to determine when, who I can say no to, or sometimes I need to say no to everybody. I just need to not be there.
Right. You need to know when to say no, and you need to know how to say no. You know, you need to know it in a way that doesn't tick people off. And that's a skill. Nobody said no better than Tiger Woods did, believe me.
Yes, everybody complained that he didn't play enough tournaments, you know, but he kept himself roaring when he needed to be there. This is Ron Cyrak, ronsyrak.com, Golf Channel contributor, PGA Lifetime Achievement in Journalism, author, Vision 54 Trilogy. And, of course, that's why we refer to Vision 54. Play Your Best Golf Now is published in 8 languages, and that's the game before the game, and every shot must have a purpose. All of those 3 are Vision 54. Pia and Lynn were just on my show not too long ago. We talked about the philosophy so much, and we talked about Aria and what they did when they worked with her, and Mariah now, Jutanugarn, doing so well, also following. But I need to ask a question that I think a lot of us, recreational players, amateur players, people who just wish they had some of the firepower that these women have. Why, when they have such a great swing, let's say, like, Lydia Ko, why, when everything is going so well, do they change? Or Michelle Wee, why do they change everything?
Yeah, I think sometimes the trap that you can fall into is thinking that you can perfect a game that's not perfectible. I remember thinking in 1997 after Tiger Woods won the Masters by 12 strokes and he started working on a swing change almost immediately, I began thinking, I wonder if being an obsessive tinkerer might end up being his downfall. He went to a bunch of different swings, a bunch of different swing coaches, and changing a golf swing is one of the hardest things to do in all of sports. Man, it's just, it's hard. I always think of Judy Rankin had 2 great lines, and I think Judy's one of the smartest people in the game. She said about Lorena Ochoa, you'd never teach that swing to anyone, but why would you change it? And I think that's that's a great observation. And the other thing she said is if Lee Trevino came along right now, there'd be a coach trying to change his swing.
When to say no. Yeah. Don't just leave me alone.
think of some of the great golfers. From Nancy Lopez, Julie Inkster, Arnold Palmer, they all had homemade golf swings. They had swings that worked for them. And, that's what I love about what P and Lynn teach is they teach you to find the swing that works for you and then learn how to make it repeat as reliably as you can.
There you go. You couldn't have heard it better. That's perfect, Ron Cyrak. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. About that clubhouse, now how long has Olympia Fields, this is a by invitation only club, by the way, so it's not like we could all just go and check it out.
It's by less than invitation only.
Okay, never mind.
it's one of those, it's a classic old club. It's everything you think of when you think of country club. It's been around since the roaring 20s. And I'll tell you what I love about it. There's a spot on the North Course where 1 green, 2 tee, 10 green, 11 tee, 17 green, and 18 tee. Or you can almost put a blanket over, these 6 holes just sort of collide all at the same place. And that's a golf course that was built before there were golf carts, and I love the compact feel to it. I love the terrain changes that are here. I love the massive trees that are around it. It's a spectacular, spectacular venue. And I can't say it enough. The women really appreciate being here.
I bet. Oh, a shout out to the man who keeps it that way and his dog.
Oh, yeah. What a great dog. Yeah.
What's his name? Is it?
He's become one of the stars of the week here. That's like got his own credential.
Is his name Divot?
I think that's what it is.
He's adorable. He's like this beautiful golden lab or something like that. He's just gorgeous. Yeah, he's my star. Okay. Ron Cyrek, I know you've got a lot going on, and beautiful work at the 2017 KBMG Women's PGA Championship. You're writing, you're doing video work. You're all over LPGA.com. Go there. You'll see Ron Cyrek's work, his writing, his vlogs, just having a great time. I hope you'll do this again. Maybe you'll be at the British. Maybe you'll...
I'll be at the Women's U.S. Open in 2 weeks. I'll be in New Jersey for the Women's U.S. Open.
All right. Like, can we make a date? Awesome. That would be great.
You got it.
Awesome.
You got
Thank
it.
You. Thanks. Have a great time. And we're looking forward to watching NBC and the Women's KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Olympia Fields. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Ireland. Okay, seriously, we're going to Ireland. We're planning our trip for 2018. We'll be back right after this. It's Fairways and Fun Days. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative. Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene. See, home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7, it's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles, the frustration, and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need Help? That number is 548-7526.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow, 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Okay, breaking news. Children on Oahu, 17 years of age and under, play free at Oahu's munis. And Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell signed Bill 46 into law, eliminating that $17 fee for kids on the weekdays and $19 on the weekends and holidays. It goes into effect today, July 1st, making golf free for Oahu Keiki. Holding a golf ID card, of course, adults have been able to get one forever. If you want to go and get an ID card for children or adults, Alawai, Pali, Ted Makalena. Those are the golf courses that issue the cards, and of course, they're good for all play on all of Oahu's municipal golf courses. So we're going to go to Ireland because this is something I've always wanted to do. We're going to talk with Fairways and Fun Days Managing Director Phil O'Carroll. He, so many things. Nominated right now for the World Golf Awards, Europe's Best Golf Tour Operator 2017, Ireland's Best Inbound Golf Tour Operator 2017. Incredible non-golfer and family itineraries, so you don't have to worry if, you know, you're the golfer, but the whole family would be sitting around the hotel room waiting for you. No, there's lots of things to do while you're on the course playing courses that you've always dreamed about. And they've got, if you can't think of it, you know, I don't know where to go. Most of us wouldn't know where to go. There's the Guinness and Golf Irish Tour. Now, doesn't that sound like fun? Maybe that's like a buddy's trip. Or, you know, buddies can be girls. because girls enjoy to drink beverageums. The Tiger Trail Tour, the Tour Professional Tour, the Celtic Castles Tour. Now, that's one of my favorites, okay? Golf and Leisure Tours of Ireland, Fairways and Fun Day. Phil O'Carroll, welcome into the clubhouse.
How you doing, Danielle? Thank you very, very much for that warm welcome. Cade Mila Falcha, as we'd say over here in Ireland. So 100,000 welcomes to your to all of your listeners, and thank you very much for having us on the show today.
Absolutely. I just want to mention to everyone, if you would like to win a deluxe golf accessory hamper, it's a $250 value. All you have to do is like Fairways and Fun Days on Facebook and share their page, and then you're entered to win. How are you going to let us know who wins?
Yeah, we'd be delighted to let one of your listeners win this fantastic prize, Danielle. We'll certainly be in contact with you there over the next 24 hours. As I said, it's just a small token that we'd like to offer one of your listeners today. So we're delighted, obviously, to be on the air today and explain to your listeners all about Ireland. I know some of them may have been over here before, some may not. And certainly we'd like to point people in the right direction with some good tips and some good advice in relation to how to plan that perfect vacation over to Ireland.
Let's start off. I want to ask, before we go to do's and don'ts about planning a golf vacation, is it a good time for the American dollar in Ireland?
Absolutely, a fantastic time, Danielle. Yes, we're looking at the moment with an exchange rate of about $1.12 per euro. A couple of years ago, that was up at about 127 to 130, so it's a really, really good time to get some good value over here. Certainly, when you're looking at that and when you're looking for the value as well, we'd always sort of encourage people to sort of say, go outside of the high season. So, you know, maybe look outside of July, August, September, and, you know, the weather over here can be very, very good in April and October. So you're going to get a little bit extra value, I suppose, in those months as well.
Excellent. April, October, good days to go, good times to go to Ireland. And we're talking right now with Phil O'Carroll. He is the managing director of Fairways and Fun Days, best golf tour operator of 2016. Okay, now let's talk about the do's and don'ts. Now, I've never planned a golf vacation to anywhere. I live in Hawaii, so I just go. I'll go to this island. I'll go to that island. You know. I might know a little bit about the West Coast, but I'll always ask friends, what do I do to get to X destination? For Ireland, you're my friend, Phil. So as
Absolutely.
My, yes, you help me. What are the do's and don'ts?
Well, I suppose that the main thing, Daniela, would always encourage people to do is to plan in advance. So, you know, coming from the States, it's a sort of a bucket list tour, or it's a dream tour. And what you don't want is you don't want that dream tour, I suppose, to turn into a nightmare. So you want to plan in advance, and you want to make sure that you get the tee times at the golf courses that you want to play. I suppose I would always encourage people to say, you know, while we've got a lot of the iconic courses over here, the world famous courses, the Ballybunions, Watervilles, Royal County Downs, Royal Portrush, we've also got some incredible hidden gems in the country. Courses that, you know, the locals really, really love and really, really rate very, very highly. We've got over 400 courses on our small island, and I suppose to put it into context for your listeners, Ireland is about one-tenth of the size of Texas. So that's roughly the size that Ireland is. So, and we've got 400 golf courses crammed onto our island. You know, the vast, vast majority of the courses will give people a fantastic experience, and as I said, outside of maybe the top 30 in rankings, you're going to get some incredible value. You know, you're looking at something in the region of 40 to 50 US dollars for a game.
Wow.
At some of these really, really good golf courses. So I suppose we would always encourage people, and that's where we come in as a golf tour operator. That's down to us to sort of worry about the logistics and plan all of the logistics for people. As you rightly mentioned, we've won the World Golf Tour World Golf Award for Ireland's Best Golf Tour Operator, and have been nominated for Europe's Best Golf Tour Operator at the awards this year.
It's amazing. It's wonderful.
So I suppose it's our whole ethos, Danielle, over here is that, you know, you concentrate on your golf and concentrate on enjoying Ireland, and we take care of everything else.
So let me ask you this. When I, you know, let's say I have somebody's told me that I need to play this course, and I need to play that course, and I should be, so, you know, but they may not, from what I understand, what little I understand of Ireland, you can't say that just because it's small, I can get to these courses quickly. I need to, strategically, I need to plan better than that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if, I suppose if you take Royal Portrush and Waterville, which would be two of our most famous courses, you're looking at about a 7 or 8 hour commute going between. So, you know, as you say, you know, correctly, you don't want to have a scenario where you say that you're going to play Royal Portrush on Monday and Waterville on Tuesday because you're going to have a ridiculous commute going between each. And as you say, you know, we are a small island, but commuting time, you know, you really got to take that into consideration. On our website, fairwaysandfundays.com, we're going to have the top 75 golf courses in Ireland. You're going to see exactly where they're located. You'll see a full course breakdown. We've got satellite flyovers of all of the holes on each of these courses. So you're going to get a really, really good feel as to what these courses are like and what, you know, how good they are and where they're located in Ireland. So, you know, it's a good starting point, I suppose, to go for. I suppose people often ask us, you know, well, you know, we know the famous courses, but what are the hidden gems over in Ireland? And you know, we look, I suppose, if you're looking at Ireland going right around the coast, there are some incredible links golf courses. And I suppose, obviously, when people are coming from the US to Ireland, they're coming primarily to play the links golf courses. But we've got some incredible hidden gems of links courses. So looking at the West Coast, we've got some beautiful courses like Cairn, Connemara, going up to the northwest to Ballyliffin and the southeast down to courses like Rosslare. And I can genuinely tell your listeners, Danielle, that when they arrive at these courses, the welcome that they will receive from members will be like nothing that they have seen before. And it's something that in Ireland we really, really pride ourselves on. It's the genuinely warm welcome that we extend to all of our visitors.
You know, Matt Janella is frequently a guest on the show, and I believe he's spoken highly of Cairn and Connemara. You know, when I've heard him talk about Ireland, beautiful golf courses. When you go to Ireland and you're not sure where you want to go, you want to stay maybe in a with not a lot of travel time, you have these packages. What is the Tiger Trail Tour?
Yeah, the Tiger Trail would be one of our, I suppose, one of our most popular ones. So you're going to come to Ireland and play the courses in Ireland that Tiger Woods himself has played. So you're going to play 9 really, really special golf courses over a 12-day tour. We've got 27 tour options, but then a customise your tour option as well. So to be honest with you, we never sell standard tours, Danielle. So people will always have specific requests, and we're about making those requests possible, and it's about making these packages as appealing and as customized as possible for each and every one of our clients.
Oh, that's so good to know. So if I chose the Guinness and Golf Irish Tour, I could take that as a, you know, like a plan, a footprint or a blueprint. And
absolutely,
then I could say, okay, I want to do this, but I want to add this and that to it.
Absolutely. And that's what we're all about. As we say, these tours are dream tours for people coming to Ireland. And it's all about, you know, making them as special as possible for people. And I suppose just to give you a quick idea, Danielle, as well. I mean, it's not just about the golf in Ireland. There's a very famous saying, and it says that Scotland is the home of golf, but Ireland is where golf goes on its vacation. And it's that's what the whole key thing about Ireland is. It's all about enjoying yourself. It's all about immersing yourself in the country, in our culture, you know, having as you know, the odd pint or two of Guinness along the way. But it's all about making, I suppose, the very, very most of every second on the island.
I guess
that's what I suppose we do very, very differently than other golf tour operators. So we organize the complete itinerary for people. So it's their golf reservations, obviously, their sightseeing, their evening entertainment, accommodation, transportation. And then, as you rightly mentioned at the top of the show, they're for non-golfers as well. So we've got customized itineraries organized for non-golfers who are traveling as part of a group as well. And I suppose it's traditionally been a part maybe that people have ignored, you know, and you know, and has probably been an obstacle for people traveling on these tours, that, you know, if they travel and their non-golfing partner travels with them, they don't have anything for them to do. And I suppose that's something that we have solved. And it's, as I said, again, customized activities as well, Danielle.
This is Fairways and Fun Days Managing Director Phil O'Carroll, and he's calling in from Ireland. Where are you? What city are you in?
We're about 25 miles from Dublin at the moment, Danielle. I'm looking out at a lovely summer's evening here, actually, at the moment. So just planning on going out to play nine holes now as soon as we finish speaking. So it's temperature-wise, we're about 21 degrees over here today, so that would be looking in Fahrenheit at about 70 degrees, so perfect golfing weather.
Oh, okay. We got to know. What golf course are you playing?
We're going out to a golf course called Palmerstown this evening. So it's a Christie O'Connor Jr. design course and has hosted a few tournaments. And again, I suppose that brings it all back to, you know, this whole focus that we would say, Danielle, that people should always look around and look outside of the top, you know, 15, top 20 iconic courses. There is so much value and so much quality in Ireland in all of these courses.
Well, I am castles. I'm a history buff. I love that feeling, the feeling of being someplace where you know that for hundreds and hundreds of years, people have walked. They've, you know, had all kinds of encounters, whether love affairs or conflict.
Yeah.
And in the States, it's Celtics Castles Tour. How do you say it in Ireland?
Absolutely. The Celtic Castles Tour. That's right, Danielle. Yeah, it's a really, really unique Irish tour. So you're going to stay in castle hotels. You're going to play castle golf courses. So you're going to see backdrops of famous Irish castles. And you're going to visit some of our really, really famous castles. So the likes of Bunratty Castle, Blarney Castle. So you're going to get a chance to kiss the Blarney Stone. And, you know, that's what it's all about. So for anybody who, you know, who loves history as much as they love golf, that's it. You know, it's a perfect vacation. And I suppose a very, very important thing to mention as well to your listeners, we offer a price promise with all of our tours. So not alone are we the best tour operator, as the World Golf Awards have announced, we also offer the best value golf tours available. And if anybody can find it, and we challenge anybody to find better value than what we offer, but if they do find better value, not alone will we match the price, but we'll also give a 10% bonus as well to them for finding a better price tour. So that's how confident we are about the prices that we offer.
You're amazing. And you're also offering my listeners 5% discount on all tours booked in 2017. Whether it's for 2017 or beyond, all you have to do is quote the Golf Club 5.
Absolutely, that's right. So we're delighted to extend that exclusive discount to your listeners. And as you rightly said, that's for tours booked in 2017, but it can be for at any stage over the next 2-3 years. And we do actually get people booking, believe it or not, for 2019 at this stage. So, you know, it's people, I suppose, that like to maybe save some dollars and have them, you know, have it set aside. And as I said, it's the dream tour. It's the bucket list tour. And it's you know, it's about, I suppose, giving themselves a little bit of time to save their money. But as I said to you, the value that you're going to get over here coming from the U.S. is going to be exceptional at the moment.
Yeah, and you also have to plan for the kids. You know, they're going to go, oh, they'll be out of high school. We'll have summer before they go to college. It's the perfect time to plan, right?
Absolutely. And on that note, actually, just to plug another one of our tours, we've got a tour called Families and Fairways Tour, which is a perfect tour for families that, you know, maybe one or two of the family members would like to play golf, but we've also got some unbelievable activities organized for the younger ones and for the non-golfers. And also, if you have some of your kids that are interested in starting to play golf, on that tour we organize some PGA lessons as well with some of our PGA professionals who specialize in underage golfers. So I suppose we really look at everything, and as I said, it's all about making every second on the island for people as special as possible.
Phil O'Carroll, Managing Director, Fairways and Fun Days Best Golf Tour Operator 2016. Thank you so much for being on the show. And just a reminder, you know, if you'd like to get the luxury golf accessory hamper delivered. One person, only one, will be chosen. It's a $250 value. All you have to do is like Fairways and Fun Days Facebook page and share it. Phil, thanks so much for being on the show. I look forward to talking to you very soon and having you back on the show.
Thank you very much for your time, Danielle, and a warm regards to all your listeners from Ireland.
Thank you so much. Aloha from Hawaii.
Aloha, Danielle.
We're going to come back. We're going to come back. We're going to go to Paris. Yes, Claude Brousseau is in Paris. Yes, that's where dreams are made, right? And it certainly may be where a young man from the United States actually gets Peter Uihlein. He's like the class of 2010, when so many really great young players came out. Jordan Spieth would be one of them, okay? And Peter Uihlein has been working hard, and right now he's at the top of a leaderboard right after Saturday's moving day, going into Sunday. We'll be back after this with Claude Brousseau, Golf Channel Academy lead coach, director of coaching and player development, Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Golf Course. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're going to go to France, to Paris, France, where they are playing the most amazing event. It's the HNA Open, Paris French Open, I should say. Claude Brousseau, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Aloha, bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Les amis.
Yes, that sounds so good. You are at the home of the 2017 Ryder Cup. This is a golf course that is quite amazing. You've told us a little bit about it, but it was completely created tell us a little bit about the history of this course.
Yes, that's a very interesting course. First, this was a flat ground, totally flat ground. It was part of the estate, I would say, of Louis XIV. And basically, the architect is Hubert Chesnault. And then they wanted a flat ground because they could build a stadium type of course. So that was just open field, no tree, nothing. And then they have, you know, boulders there, and then they brought a lot of dirt to create what you see today. It's pretty amazing. So they open in the 5th of October, 1990, and they host the first Open de France here at the course. The Open de France is more than 100 years old, but at the course here called the National, they had their first Open de France in 1991.
It's a beautiful golf course. When you look at it, you'd never know that it was just a flat piece of land. But I also hear that it's a very tricky golf course. What makes this golf course tricky?
I think what makes it so tricky is the wind. The wind can shift. It creates a lot of optical illusion. And what the of course, you have to be very strategic. There is many holes with water, and the fairway has the tendency to run away a little bit from you. So you really need to be a good driver of the ball here, and of course, a good iron striker, because the green are demanding.
Yeah, this is the HNA Open de France. The 101st HNA Open de France was held at Le Golf National since 1991, when they started, when they opened this golf course. It has a prize of $7 million for the first time. And at the top of the leaderboard are two young men, Alexander Bjork and Peter Uihlein. Of course, Peter Uihlein has been, he's got an amazing history in golf and has worked very hard at the game, chose to go to Europe to really hone his skills, something that some American young men have done, and it's been exceptionally good for them, including the last major winner. But Peter Uihlein right now, 8-under with Alexander Bjork. And the bigger prize almost, or maybe one that's just like the icing on the cake, in addition to that huge paycheck, is an invitation into the Open in the UK coming up. So I'm really, this is very exciting to watch. Peter Fleetwood is back up there, Thomas Peters, Andy Sullivan, but you've got three Frenchmen too, don't you?
Yes, there is three Frenchmen that are doing, they had a little tougher day today, but they're still, you know, in the top 20.
So yes.
You have this, because, as you know, the Ryder's Cup is coming at this course, in fact, in September of 2018. And there is nothing that the people here would love to have maybe a Frenchie in the Ryder's Cup. But they had Du Grison last time. So here it's fun to see the public coming and supporting the local people. This is a big tournament on the European Tour, but the French people are behind their players. So they have three of them in the top 20. So they look forward to be around tomorrow, despite we had a very challenging morning. I mean, here the weather was more in the high 60, quite a bit of rain this morning. Now I'm looking outside. It's a beautiful evening, and so we look forward for a great finishing tomorrow, and hopefully Peter Uihlein can pull it out, and that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it really would be for him. He's a U.S. amateur winner in 2010, you know, former number one ranked amateur golfer in the world. He won on the U.S. Walker Cup team in 2009. He was ranked 14th in the 2013 Race to Dubai money list with 8 top 10 finishes, named the European Tour's Sir Henry Cotton Rookie of the Year. So he's been on the European Tour. He's gone through some ups and downs, and to see him on the upswing is really, really exciting, because everybody gets there in their own way, you know, and he's worked hard, and we just probably haven't really noticed. But when you look at, you know, Race to Dubai money list, top 10 finishes, 8 of them, that's huge. It's just that we don't usually talk about the people who aren't at the top of the leaderboard. we don't know about the struggles they go through. And you know, Claude Brousseau, he is a director of coaching and player development. So he knows all about coaching and helping players develop as players and go through the difficulties. Now, Claude Brousseau was talking about Golf Le Nacional being a good driving course. There is an interesting slant to this course, which seems to make the ball, if you don't carry it away from that water, it seems to like just go for it. Most golfers will tell you the water is attracting my ball all the time. But in this case, it seems the course just has this, the way it was built, it's penalizing you. Like, if you don't stay far up there and away from that water, it's going to come right down toward it. But you're the short game master, and your book is coming out soon. So I wanted to talk to you about when you get in trouble on this golf course, you've played it. How do you master with your short game the trickery of this course?
Oh, that's such a great question. So I will say, like any great golf shot, the first thing is really you have to have a game plan. And in the short game, you have to be a creator. You're an artist. So you need to first make a decision on, okay, what distance I have, where is my landing zone, what is the contour of the green, and then you have to make the decision, okay, this is the club I will use, that's the trajectory I want, how much the ball will release, because the green are very undulated here. So I will say first, get a good game plan. Second, you must stay committed on it. Quite often when people in the short game, they get over the ball and then they either change their mind and they start to have a doubt. So get a plan, get committed, make sure that you take a landing zone, because that ball, especially when you play in like this morning in the water, you cannot spin the ball as much because there is some water in between the ball and the club. So you have to maybe pick a different landing zone than you had yesterday or something like that. So get a plan, get your landing zone, and commit to it. And like I like to say to you, even if it's a tour player or, you know, your listener, the weekend player, I say, in your mind, you're good until proven otherwise. So go ahead, execute the shot, and then we'll see after what happens.
And then adjust, you know, and just, and it's okay if it doesn't go exactly as you planned. The bottom line is making that plan and working toward your goals. Claude Brousseau is PGA Master Professional. His book is Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. And Martin Hall, host of School of Golf on Golf Channel, says this is a masterful collection of thoughts and images which will let you chip, pitch, hit sand shots, and putt with increasing confidence leading to lower scores. And Martin Hall writes the foreword. Now, I got to ask you again about the course that's going to host the 2018 Ryder Cup. We talked about the greens, we talk about the fairways, we see that, we see the water. Now, you're talking about 5 tons of sand being used on this golf course? What for?
That's very interesting because, you know, when you host a big tournament like the Ryder Cup, you want to be prepared. It's like in golf. Playing, but the course has to be prepared also. So to make sure that they don't have any drainage issue or having any disease in the grass. So for the last 5 years, they had to recuperate because every summer here on La Seine in Paris, they built a beach. They call this the Paris Beach. And then so at the end, that's for July and August because a lot of people are on vacation here and they cannot, let's say, go to the beach. So they have a beach in Paris. So what they did for the last 5 years, they recuperate that sand and then they spread it over the fairway to make sure that there will be a better drainage. And also, I was talking with a player yesterday, and he says, wow, the fairway are just perfect, you know, when the club get through that firm fairway. And he says, yeah, we can see a difference in the play we're playing in it because of what they did. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, so along the River Seine in Paris, they build beaches for the residents so that they can go to the quote-unquote beach over the summer?
Exactly. They do that. That's what's interesting. They do that for every year, July and August. And then, you know, they want to make sure after that they will take the sun out of that. They recuperate that sun It's very nice on Sunday beach, you know, when we do top dressing on the course in the United States.
Yes, yes, you're right. So they take the sand from the beach that they've created on the River Seine, and then they put that on Golf Le National to the top dressing to make sure that the fairways are perfect when a play is necessary. This is really what's called recycling and sustainability at the max. Where do they get the sand to create the beach along the Seine?
Well, that's a good question, sir. Unfortunately, I don't have the answer for that.
That's okay, Claude. But it was like, that's interesting. Where are they getting the sand? That's a lot of sand to make a beach every year. Oh, boy. That's great. Claude Brousseau, thank you so much for being on the show. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Aloha and bonsoir to your listeners.
Aloha and bonsoir. And when are you coming back? When will we be able to go to the Kahili course and take a lesson with Claude Brousseau?
I'll be back at the Maui School of Golf at Kahili on August 7th, ready to help the people have fun with this great game, Daniel.
And meantime, you're working over at your school of golf. You've got the Kahili School, the Maui School of Golf at Kahili, but you also have a short game school in France.
Yes. In fact, in 2009, I created the first short game golf school here. We're about an hour from the National in Normandy. Yes, every day I'm there helping people here with the short game. And I have to say, I'm very fortunate. We have seen over 4,000 golfers since the creation, and we're going strong. And it's so interesting, Daniel. I had a gentleman last week, 81 years old, and he's been playing golf for 40-something years, and he came at the school, and at the end he says, you know what? I still learned something today, and I'm looking to have fun with the game. So so rewarding.
Yes, it is so rewarding. It's truly amazing and wonderful. Thank you so much for being checking in with us all the way from France. Is there anything? I know there are so many things that you want to talk about. Did I leave anything out?
No, thank you very much, Danielle.
Thank you. And aloha, we'll see you soon, and you'll be back on the show with us in August.
Thank you so much. Aloha.
Aloha. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Oh, man.
Will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You may remember yesterday at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship being played at Olympia Fields right now, and you can watch it on NBC. Kelly Shawn had the most amazing 63. She shot the round of the day with a 63. In fact, it tied the course record, and certainly I think it broke the course record for women. It tied the record shot in this particular tournament, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, that was held by two other women over the course of the entire time that this tournament's been played. For many, many years, of course, it was the LPGA Championship before KPMG and the PGA of America came in and created this amazing tournament. Always amazing, but this one with so much firepower with the PGA of America behind them made such a huge impact. So Kelly, you wonder where, well, who's Kelly Shawn? She was born in South Korea. She took up golf. She was 12, which is kind of late when you consider how early so many golfers start. She played on her high school boys' golf team. She led them to three straight conference titles. Then she went to Princeton in 2010. Consistently one of the top female golfers in the Ivy League her entire college career. Ivy League Player of the Year in her final season, 2013-2014. And at the end of 2014, she entered LPGA Q School, finished tied for ninth, and earned her full playing privileges for the 2015 season. She won a rookie season, she got a rookie season off to a great start, contending in her very first tournament, the Pure Silk Bahamas LPGA. 371s in the final three rounds, finished tied for 11th. Her next eight finishes were mostly missed cuts. So, you know, it's interesting. It's getting used to the travel. It's getting used to the demands of being on the tour. So many kids think, gosh, I just want to go play golf. That looks like so much fun. And they want to become members of the LPGA when they're 16 because their game is so right on. But of course, not only do you have to have a great game, you have to have so many skills that most young people don't have at the age of 16 or 17 and are lucky to have it together by the age of 18, which is why the LPGA always scrutinizes any application to become a member of the tour before the age of 18. You have to be able to be self-sufficient. You have to, and I mean, you have to be able to put everything together yourself or have somebody who can afford to travel with you and take care of you the way you've become accustomed to at home. It's nothing like being at home. You're on the road. And then you have to deal with, okay, I missed the cut, and you got to pull yourself together. And here she, eight times, you know, missing the cut. But then she put herself in the hunt again in May at the ShopRite Classic. So she's been working hard through 2015. She earned $170,000. Got her the top category one status for 2016. And she's just been constantly moving forward. And then yesterday with that 63 after a 77. Now the question is, of course, how will she come back today? What will her round be like? And it may not be that spectacular because it's really hard to capture the day before, which is why when you watch somebody who is on, like, and I know you're saying, I don't want to hear his name again, Tiger Woods. Well, what we saw was absolutely spectacular, unbelievable golf. We're going to come back and talk with Debbie Wakas, co-tournament director. Marilyn Smith Tournament is coming up. She puts on the most amazing tournament year after year. This is the ninth annual Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Pro-Am tees off Monday morning, October 2nd at Pebble Creek, Tuscany Falls in Goodyear, Arizona. An awesome place to play. World Golf Hall of Fame member Donna Capone is this year's participating honoree. There may be spots available for you. We'll be back right after this with Debbie Waitkus. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
I need help. Maybe you've heard that from people who are taking care of a loved one. They don't want to go into a home. They want to stay at home, but need help taking care of a parent, a spouse, or a relative. Meal planning and prep, light housekeeping, assistance, bathing, hygiene. See, home care to give peace of mind to you and to the one you love. A few hours a week or 24/7, it's really up to you. You choose the number of hours you need. So need help? They have a plan for you, for your parents, your own retirement. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help. The number is 548-7526. Eliminate the hassles and the frustration and the unknown. Call Need Help now at 548-7526. They're available on Maui and Oahu, of course. They're actually in all 50 states. And tell them Danielle sent you. Need Help? That number is 548-7526.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
The 9th annual Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Program. What is this charity? This charity is the Marilyn Smith Scholarship Fund. And the co-tournament director, because the other co-tournament director is Marilyn Smith, Debbie Waitkus, also author of Get Your Golf On, Your Guide to Getting in the Game. Welcome into the clubhouse, Debbie.
Thanks, Danielle. Great to talk with you again.
It's wonderful. And now, usually you're sold out by this time. Are there any more spots open for the 9th annual Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Pro-Am?
Well, it's interesting that you say that. Yesterday was the end of our early bird cutoff, and of the 46 teams, there are 8 positions left, or 8 teams left. So the field is 75% sold out, which is just wonderful.
Yes.
Just wonderful.
Yeah, it's so what does the price go to after the early bird?
It's $275 a person, or $1,100 for a foursome.
Excellent.
And each foursome gets paired with an LPGA pro. So it's really the deal of the century to be able to participate, as you know, because you were there in the past.
Yes, it is the deal of the century, because not only do you get, the way everybody is treated is phenomenal, and the way Marilyn Smith, one of the founders of the LPGA Tour, and she amazes me because Marilyn makes it a point of getting out to see every one of the foursomes that have entered and ponied up the money to help her build her scholarship fund. And these scholarships, tell us who benefits.
These are incoming freshmen, and this past year, we awarded 30 scholarships to 30 young women, and we will do the same thing in 2017. And it's just amazing when you think about it, to make that big of a difference for so many young women, to help them get to the college of their choice. And I'm privileged to be on the committee that actually goes through the various applications to read their essays and their accolades. And these young women they not only have wonderful grades, but they've excelled at golf. They are so connected within their communities. Many of them have done outstanding things as far as community service, and you know that they're going to continue along that path. And Maryland's vision of helping, giving them a leg up in order to continue that work is just incredible. And as you know, there was no money when Maryland started, and no money for girls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, her story is amazing. If you were a boy, we'd have a place for you.
Right.
You know, right. I just talked about Kelly Shawn, who shot the 63 at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship yesterday. She had to play on the boys' team.
Right.
I mean, there are still places where girls just don't have a place. And I'm surprised that it was Korea, because girls are so elevated in the game of golf there. But that's what Marilyn went up against when she was looking for a place. And she was so talented, a huge athlete. And what I didn't say is she makes her way from each foursome when you're there. And she has her photo taken with you. And it is hot, and she goes out there. She's an amazing woman, amazing human being.
She's a gift in my life. She's a gift to everyone who she touches. And one of the things that you might not know is that when one of the women on the LPGA Tour, if they win, she will always write a letter to congratulate them. In addition, if it's someone who perhaps came in second and really put it out there or came close, she will also write them. And she will tell her that, you know what, you put yourself in position to be there, to get, you know, you're going to win.
Wow.
I know it's going to happen for you. And she's the ultimate cheerleader to frame things positively and help move them forward. And just so unique.
That letter to that person may be more important than anything. You know, from Marilyn Smith telling you that I saw how hard you worked, and that hard work will pay off. Just keep putting it together like you put it together during that tournament. If you'd like to be in the 9th annual Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Pro-Am, October 2nd, Monday morning, at the Pebble Creek, Tuscany Falls, in Goodyear, you can go to msmithproam.com. M. Smith, and it's SMITH, proam.com, and you can enter there. You also have this really cool event that I think you just started kind of recently, Sunday Tea at Orange Tree Golf Resort.
Yes, and we have so many people who fly in from around the country to participate in this event that what's really happened is, you know, when you fly in for something, it's like you don't want a one and done. So the Sunday Tea is really a meet and greet where a lot of the players come as well as the participants, and it's located in a more central part of Phoenix. So it's a free event. It's open to the public, so that we can get some other people engaged and involved and aware about Marilyn Smith, about the LPGA and its history. Ron Cyrak comes in and he interviews the players, and it's really an informative, wonderfully warm, inviting experience where people can actually meet and greet and talk with the different players, with Marilyn, with Shirley Spork, and this year with Donna Capone, who's coming in. It's really quite lovely.
It is. And just as an aside, I got your email. I went, oh, Marilyn Smith. God, it's that time already. I need to get Marilyn. No, let's start with Debbie, because I would like to have Marilyn on the show. Start with Debbie. And so I sent you an email, you know. So then Ron was scheduled to be on the show, and he was on this morning, you know, at the start of the show from the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. And then later, as I was getting ready for the show, I kind of read your whole email. And it says, and Ron Cyrak is going to be there. Oh, he's coming back this year. I know he was there last year, right?
Actually, last year he didn't come because his daughter had the baby.
That's right.
He didn't want to miss it.
That's right. It was the year before. So this is great because I've always heard great things about when Ron comes to an event. You know, he's so much fun. He's a lot of fun. He gives a lot of insight, and he knows the players so well that he'll know how to make them feel very comfortable in chatting. He's been with women's golf since the 90s. He's covered the game, and he knows just everybody. And I am so impressed with the growing list of sponsors. I mean, Antigua, Caddy Snacks, Daphne's Head Covers, of course, Discount Tire, Golf for Cause, the LPGA, the Board of Directors LPGA. I mean, I can't even do everybody. I mean, Shirley Spork and Lydia Ko is a sponsor, and Ellie Gibson and Carolyn Bivens and Kay Cockerell and Jane Crafter, Beth Daniels, V-Bar. You know, it's just really great to see so many people. How do you reach out? How does somebody get involved in being a sponsor, somebody who helps put together the 9th or the 10th annual Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Pro-Am?
Well, if anyone has an interest in being involved, if they just reach out to me directly, and I think you have my contact information, you can put that out there. It's at dwaitkus, W-A-I-T-K-U-S, at golfforcause.com, golfforcause.com. And we're happy to do something that makes sense for everybody, if it even goes off script of what the published sponsorship levels are. So it makes sense if you're trying to get your word out there. There's a commemorative program that's a collector's item that we also produce every year. The LPGA does a phenomenal job putting that together. And so there are advertising opportunities in that as well, so that the reach extends beyond. And Danielle, this isn't actually the 9th annual. I think Marilyn ran this tournament for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years in Dallas before she moved to the Phoenix area.
Oh, I'm reading my email. It says the 9th annual Marilyn Smith.
Well, no, this is the 9th annual in Arizona.
Gotcha.
And so, but I know that she ran it previously, and there's a gentleman by the name of Jack Mishler who approached Marilyn and said, well, why don't you do it in Phoenix? Why don't you do it here?
Yes.
And he did, and they did.
So I'm talking with Debbie Waitkus, and she wrote, Get Your Golf On, and we're going to take another quick sponsor break, but I want to talk about this page, Chapter 11, Heed the Sacred Ground. This must be one of the things, the etiquette things that people violate all the time. We'll have about 3 or 4 minutes, so we're going to have to really get into it. Where to stand, people. Let's take a break, come back with Debbie Waitkus right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, you need to get Your Golf On by Debbie Waitkus. Get Your Golf On. It's a great insight. It's your guide to getting into the game, okay? And on chapter 11, and I'm over on page number 55, you know, first off, it's under courtesy around the green and putting order options. If your ball is farthest from the hole, you're considered to be away or out. You know that, right? You would putt first. If you don't make your putt, you may ask your playing partners if they'd mind if you finish, which is totally cool. This is one way of maintaining your group's pace of play. There are a few reasons you may choose not to continue. And that would be you'd be standing in another player's line. Okay? So what about standing in somebody's line? That's what we want to cover. Debbie Waitkus, this is a great little book. Where can people get it?
They can get it at Amazon. And if they want a signed copy, they can go to getyourgolfon.info.
Excellent. All right. So this is something that you can get. Now, heed the sacred ground, where to stand. Tell us, you know, the faux pas, what we need to do.
Well, first off, this is something that you're never going to learn on the driving range with your instructor, right? So people are going to look funny at you sometimes if you actually step in somebody's line, which we like to say you get electric shock when that happens. But they're not necessarily going to say anything to you that you walked through their line, but they're going to say something to somebody else and they're going to look at you funny. So it's important to try to prepare yourself as best as possible to not step in an imaginary line that would connect where a person's ball is, or maybe it's the ball marker because the ball is marked between that and the hole, and then extend that line a few feet beyond the hole because should that person putt the ball too far, they're going to have a putt coming back. And the issue is that, no, I'm in Arizona, and we go through overseeding in October, and I don't know that you do that in Hawaii. And sometimes the courses are very, very wet. And when that new grass is coming up, if you actually, where you walk around on the green, it can take up to 3 minutes for a footprint to come back up.
Mm.
So you don't want to be the scapegoat or the reason why someone has a poor shot. Don't let them take the blame on you.
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful where you're walking because you could inadvertently affect someone's putt in a negative way. And it's not okay. You're not going to be invited back.
No. See, these are the little things. You know, the sacred ground. Never step on the line, an imaginary line between another player's ball and the hole. Never step on it because you could affect the way the ball rolls across that line to the hole. And then you won't ever be invited back to play golf with that person. It would be nice, though, you know, if somebody would gently say, maybe you haven't been around long enough to know that you just messed up my ball. You know, you shouldn't be. And they don't even have to say it like that. There's the line. You're not supposed to step if you, you know. But some people just don't hear it. And sometimes it's, you have to decide who you can say those things to and who you can't. Debbie Waitkus.
Well, just remember when you were new. You just wanted
That's
to,
it.
If you don't know it, you don't know.
It's exactly right. Exactly right. Thank you so much. And let's ask Marilyn if she'd just like to drop in. Maybe the two of you could be on together. That would be so much fun. I haven't had Marilyn on the show for many, many a moon. So let's do that.
Well, let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Debbie Waitkus, get your golf on. It's at Amazon. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible, because without them, I literally would not be here on the radio. They are Futuristone, Futuristone's master craftsmen, turning your building, your warehouse, your showroom, or your home into artwork. Futuristone, only the best. Creative plumbing. Oh, yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if you're building from the ground up, if you're tearing it down to build it back up again, or just tearing some of it away so that you can put in some new pipes. That would be the renovation, or something needs to be fixed. Repair. Call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, a hen house. Creative Plumbing. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, for your home. It's Rainer Doors. Remember, the one thing that you can add the most to the value of your home is a paint job. The other thing is a Rainer Door garage door. And thank you to Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu. They are need help. I need help. Because I need help for someone that I love who wants to. Do you know that more and more people are staying at home? They're aging in place. You know, it's bottom line, they're more comfortable. I'd be more comfortable being in my home and having somebody to come in every once in a while. And maybe every day for a couple of hours, maybe just once a week to have them help me clean, depending on how they are. There's so many options. It's need help. Tell them Danielle called you or told you to call. 548-7526. I'm Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. This is the Golf Club. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.